Hiding in Plain Sight by Maria Fontaine.
Most of us naturally want to run and hide from traumatic experiences. We hope that since God is our refuge, our fortress, and our hiding place, He will somehow protect us from as many troubles as possible. One of our members shared her testimony of how she and others from their road team found themselves in the midst of a major earthquake. People were fleeing into the streets and parks in chaos and panic. There was nowhere to go that was any less dangerous. So what did their team do? Right there, in the midst of the panic and fear, they began dancing in a circle, calling those nearby to join them. This almost surreal behavior in the midst of what for most was terrifying, as the ground heaved and shook, as if it were about to swallow them up, must have seemed utterly counterintuitive. However, as these faithful followers of Jesus obeyed, God's Spirit began to change the atmosphere from terror to one of supernatural peace. The one who shared this testimony said that the way people clung to them in their desperation and fear, it was as though they saw them as angels trying to soothe and comfort and encourage them that Jesus was going to keep them. And as Jesus was lifted up, they were all drawn together under His overshadowing wings, where they could feel His peace filling their hearts. I asked our great teacher if he would give us his thoughts on this subject. I have promised you a place of refuge. Whether the challenges you face are personal troubles, such as struggles for finances, family crises, chronic illness, or troubles that involve more universal issues, such as social upheaval, poverty, crime and senseless brutality, acts of terrorism, or even natural disasters. Where is this place of refuge? Where is the strong tower that will protect you from the insecurity and the mental and spiritual anguish that traumatic times produce? How can you keep these things from negatively impacting your thoughts, emotions, choices, and your entire life? Even if you are one of those whose life hasn't been seriously affected by such things up to now, it is very probable that in one way or another, sooner or later, you and others around you will eventually feel the consequences of man's wrong choices as they cause more and more harm. However, all these events, as terrible as they may be, do not mean that I am not there to help you. I am there, every step, in every corner, in every circumstance. Man can never be so bad that he can drive me out of the picture. Even in the worst scenarios, I am there. Even amid the chaos and suffering, in upheavals and crushing poverty, or in increasing terrorist attacks, I am there. I am there even in places where Christians have been through unthinkable suffering. In spite of all that the people in those places have been through, those who strive to follow me still live amongst them. My children continue to carry faith, hope, and my spirit to those who sit in places of darkness and despair. For many of those who love me, who have endured many terrible things, a deeper faith and an unshakable love for me has grown from their suffering and loss. Their spirits continue to shine amid the devastation and fears, lifting their neighbors and friends with my love so that more will have a chance to know me. You don't know what you'll have to face in the times ahead, but you can know that I will be there. The only real hiding place is in me, in the center of my will for you. It's a hiding place that doesn't shut the world out, but instead carries you deeper into that vortex of desperate need where you can use what I have given you to bring hope to the hopeless. My hiding place doesn't separate you from those who need you. In many cases, you will find yourself right where they are, yet you have nothing to fear because you and I are there as a team together. The secret to your peace of mind and ongoing fruitfulness, no matter what you face, is that your heart and spirit are seeking to exemplify me in every situation. When you put loving God with all your heart, soul, and mind at the center of your life, you will overcome and rise above, whether in this life or the next. Be me for others, for your neighbors, your brethren, and all those who are suffering and in desperate need. Give them whatever you can offer in word and in deed. Keep giving my peace to others, caring for them, shining with faith for them. Be an anchor in their storm, a guide to me, their strong tower, when they can't see how to find their way. Give to others what I give to you, just as I gave peace to my disciples in the boat when the sea raged around us. Living in closeness and harmony with me, you will find the peace you need and the faith to offer it to others who are searching for it. Maria, I gain a great deal of encouragement from some verses in Psalms that I would like to paraphrase here. Where could I go where you would not be there with me? If I feel the ecstasies of heaven, there you are. And if I feel the depths of despair, like I'm in hell, you are there also. If I lift my wings like an eagle's or dwell at the bottom of the sea, there also your hand will hold me and your right hand will lead me. I like what Matthew Henry said about these verses in his commentary on the Bible. The psalmist did not desire to go from the Lord. Whither can I go? Where can I possibly go that you couldn't find me? Instead, he was saying, in the most distant corners of the world, in heaven or in hell, I cannot go out of thy reach. No veil can hide us from God, not the thickest darkness. The believer cannot be removed from the supporting, comforting presence of his almighty friend. No outward circumstances can separate him from his Lord. While in the path of duty, he may be happy in any situation.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.